October 27, Christ's representatives in the world. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 16 and 17. Jesus says, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified through the truth. John 17, 19. Thy word is truth. We need then to become familiar with the word of God, to study and to practice it in life. We deny Jesus Christ as the one who taketh away the sins of the world. If we do not, after accepting the truth, reveal to the world the sanctifying effects of the truth on our own characters, if we are not better men and women, if we are not more kind-hearted, more pitiful, more courteous, more full of tenderness and love, if we do not manifest to others the love that led Jesus to the world on his mission of mercy, we are not witnesses to the world of the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived not to please himself. He gave himself as a living, consuming sacrifice for the good of others. He came to elevate, to ennoble, to make happy all with whom he came in contact. Those who receive Christ will drop out all that is uncourteous, harsh, and rough, and will reveal the pleasantness, the kindness that dwelt in Jesus, because Christ abides in the heart by faith. Christ was a light that shineth in darkness, and his followers are also to be the light of the world. They are to kindle their taper from the divine altar. The character that is sanctified through the truth adds the perfect polish. Christ is our model, but unless we behold him, unless we contemplate his character, we shall not reflect his character in our practical life. He was meek and lowly in heart. He never did a rude action, never spoke a discourteous word. The Lord is not pleased with our blunt, hard, unsympathetic ways toward others. All this selfishness must be purged away from our characters, and we must wear the yoke of Christ. Then we shall be fitting up for the society of heavenly angels. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. We are to be a representative of Jesus Christ. As the Lord of life and glory came to our world to represent the Father, so we are to go to the world to represent Jesus.